I am innocent. But God has taken away my rights. I am innocent, but they call me a liar. My suffering is incurable, even though I have not sinned. Has there ever been a man as arrogant as Job? Ooh. Boy, he missed something, didn't he? Now, isn't it amazing how sometimes you don't think you've done anything wrong and you ask somebody? In fact, a lot of times I've had some guy come in here and I say, have you committed any kind of sin? No, absolutely not. I look at his wife and I say, you know if your husband's committed any kind of sin? She said, you got a book? Ooh, how much time you got? Yes. That's what I told God the other day when Eldon and I was working together for about 2 weeks. And I had so many troubles in that 2 weeks. Finally, we was working on a welder one day when something broke. And we had all kinds of problems. And when it was all over, he said, Thurman, I said, we might as well go to the house, Eldon. He said, you know, I think you've passed your test this week. I said, what do you mean? He said, you've had all these bad things happen to you, but you haven't complained not one single time. He said, I think you've passed your test. When he said that, I said, Lord, if all these bad things have happened to me, I said, would you please tell me what I've done wrong? And then I said, I thought a minute, and I said, okay, God, hold it, hold it, hold it. I said, I don't have a notepad and a pencil, so I don't want you to talk to me, because I'm sure I would never be able to remember all the things I've done that didn't please you. That's the way we are, isn't it? We have done so many things wrong. If God were to say, let me tell you why this doesn't happen, get your pen out, because you will not be able to remember all the things. Do you know that's probably what he would do with every one of us? I mean, he would probably have a list, wouldn't he? Sure he would. Now, here's a smart man right here. He's just like me. He knows he's got a list. But it says, has there ever been a man as arrogant as Job with his thirst for irreverent talk? He seeks the companionship of evil people. Now, this is a guy that's seen him in the streets. This is Elihu. He's been around Job. Now, here's a man that's blameless before God. But look at what he's doing. He seeks the companionship of evil people. He spends his time with wicked men. Now, wait a minute. There's something wrong here. This guy's got a problem. He even said, why waste time trying to please God? Ooh. Listen to me, you who have understanding. Everyone knows that God doesn't sin. Do we all know that? Yes, God does not sin. The Almighty can do no wrong. Is that right? He's perfect. He repays people according to their deeds. He treats people according to their ways. What you sow is what you reap with God. Is that true? Amen. Like I say, God is not going to give you a spanking, sir, if you don't deserve it. Is that right? You know he's not going to do that to you unless you deserve it. And usually he will try everything in the world to get through to you before he gives you a spanking, won't he? He'll talk to you. He'll send you dreams. He does everything to get through to us, and we still don't listen. And then that's when he gives us a spanking. There is no truer statement than this. God will not do wrong. The Almighty cannot twist justice. Now, we all agree with that, right? Who put the world in his care? Who has set the whole world in place? Well, God has. If God were to take back his spirit and withdraw his breath, all life would cease and humanity would turn again to dust. Listen now and try to understand. Could God govern if he hated justice? Are you going to condemn the Almighty Judge? For he says to kings and nobles, you are wicked and unjust. He doesn't care how great a person may be, and he doesn't pay any attention to the rich, any more attention to the rich than to the poor. He made them all. In a moment they die. At midnight, they all pass away. The mighty are removed without human hand. For God carefully watches the way people live. He sees everything you do. No darkness is thick enough to hide the wicked from his eyes. For it is not up to mortals to decide when to come before God in judgment. He brings the mighty to ruin without asking anyone, and he sets up others in their places. Who's running the show? God is. That's absolutely right. Next verse. Oh, he watches what they do, and in the night he overturns them, destroying them. He openly strikes them down for their wickedness. Who strikes them down? For they turned aside from following him. They have no respect for any of his ways. So they cause the poor to cry out, catching God's attention. Yes, he hears the cries of the needy. When he is quiet, who can make trouble? But when he hides his face, who can find him? He prevents the godless from ruling, so there cannot be a snare to the people. Why don't people say to God, I have sinned, but I will sin no more, or I don't know what evil I have done. Tell me, and I will stop at once. Now, right there's two good scriptures. Every one of us, when we have a problem, we need to realize, why don't people say to God, I've sinned? In other words, if you come down sick or afflicted or everything's not going right, why not just turn to the king and say, Lord, what have I done that doesn't please you? And because if you say that and tell him, I will sin no more, Lord, if you will tell me. Or just say, Lord, I don't know what evil I have done. Tell me and I will stop at once. Now then, right here on this scripture right here, I've got to tell you the testimony about the little girl that we prayed for here in this ministry for a year and a half. It was a mother and a dad from Oregon. They called us and they said, our girl, our baby has eczema, an itch that cannot be cured, and oozing running sores all over her little body. And they said, we've heard about your testimony with your granddaughter, Caitlin, so we want you to pray for our daughter and we know she'll be healed. I said, it doesn't work that simple. I said, your daughter is sick because of sin, and we got to find out what the sin is before we can get her healed. Well, they never heard the sin and sickness concept before, like most people in church. So I sent them a bunch of CDs and DVDs to listen to, and they did over the next 2 or 3 months, and they repented of every sin known and unknown, and we prayed again, and the little girl didn't get no better. And they called us back in a month or two and said, she's not any better. I said, well, there's still a sin. Everybody here at the ministers had prayed for this couple. Everybody told them there had to be a sin. Finally, we told them, after a year and a half, that there's still a sin, and we have to find it. But you will have to find it yourself. You'll have to go to the Lord and ask him what your sin is, because we've committed all of our sins before you, Lord, known and unknown, but it hasn't worked. We know there's a sin somewhere or our little girl would have been healed. So they began to pursue God. And after pursuing him every day, Lord, we got to know, speak to us, please tell us, tell my husband, tell me, what is the sin that caused our little girl to be born sick? Well, one morning, the mother, she gets up, sets them on the side of the bed, and she hears God say, lying and deception. Now, God hates lying and deception. That's two of the things he hates. When she called, I said, do you know what that means? She said, yes. I said, what does it mean? She said, when I was 39 and my husband was 45, I told him, honey, my biological clock is ticking, and I know it's not going to be too long before I will not be able to have children, and I want one more baby before we get too old. And my husband said, no, I do not want another daughter or son in high school, a teenager, when I'm 65. So no more children. We got all the children we need. But instead of obeying her husband, now who's supposed to be the spiritual head of the home? The husband. You know, I mean, a lot of girls never learn that. They want to run the show. But if they do, they're going to have problems all of their life. They're never going to have that peace that they would have if they would fall in line with God's word. God says the woman is to submit or obey the husband in all things. Now, that's a mouthful that a lot of women don't like to hear, but I didn't write the book, girls. God wrote the book. And so you have to obey him because he's the boss. So anyway, she didn't, the girl didn't, and so instead of doing everything she could to keep from getting pregnant, she did everything she could to get pregnant because she wanted this baby. Well, she got pregnant. And then, of course, she blamed God. You know, isn't it so wonderful? I guess it must be God's will for us to have another baby. Look, I'm pregnant. Well, they had the baby, a little girl, but she'd born with eczema, and it was awful all over her body. She had it almost 7.5 or 8 years before we finally found the sin. I've got 9 pictures of this little girl with the sickness, and she's got terrible oozing sores all over her body. And after a year and a half of praying, nothing happened. And then they found the sin, and whenever they found the sin, when she said she lied and deceived her to her husband and to God and everything, she asked God to forgive her, and of course, when you ask the Lord to forgive you, does he always forgive you? Yes. Of course. Isn't it wonderful to have such a merciful God? Yes. Yeah. That's the beautiful part about Jesus. You know, he will forgive us. And so she asked and she was forgiven. Then she went to her husband and told him what she'd done and asked him to forgive her. And of course, he did too. He said, you know, I really didn't want another child, but now we got this little 8-year-old girl. I love her with all my heart, but I don't want her to be sick. I mean, no man would want his daughter to be sick, right? But of course, he loves this little girl. And so they got right with each other. Their love walk stepped back in line. And then we prayed one more prayer. And in 2 weeks, God not only healed Gina, but he gave her a new coat of skin. When he got through with her in 2 weeks, she did not even have a scar on her little body. Today, her little body is just beautiful and perfect. Did we serve an awesome king?
Amen.
I mean, he's a mighty God. Does he, when he says, I hate lying, what does he mean? Ooh, he hates lying. In fact, I had a young man at the seminary down there. They said, do you ever tell a lie? I told him, absolutely not. He said, even a little bitty lie? I said, no, absolutely not. Why would he ask me that question? You think he might have told one or two? Well, do you know, most people think it's impossible to go through life and not tell a lie. I mean, just a little bitty one, you know. I mean, is this girl your wife here with you?
Yep.
She found you out somewhere doing something wrong or somewhere that it looked like you were doing something wrong. And she said, what were you doing down in that store? And you said, well, I went in there to buy me a Coke, and it was a whiskey store.
Oh.
And she said, what are you doing in that store? Oh, I went in there to buy me a Coke. But you were really a drinker behind her back, see, and she didn't know it. That would be a little lie, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
And you think God would like that?
Not at all.
So the thing about it is, if you really went in that store to buy a Coke, then well, no problem. If you went in there to buy a fifth of whiskey, you tell her, well, I went in there to buy a fifth of whiskey. At least you tell her the truth, right?
Right.
Because at least you won't get in near as much trouble with God. You may still get trouble with her, but you ain't going to get in trouble with God if you told her the truth, right?
Right.
Does God say I hate liars?
Yes.
You know, I had a man come down from Oklahoma. He had a stroke, and when he found out it was unforgiveness, and he repented, and that boy got healed, and within a week, he was completely healed of his stroke, and within just a couple of weeks, he's back at work. And so his father-in-law had emphysema. And he's had it for years. And he came down and wanted me to pray over him. And when I asked him, I said, how long have you been smoking? He said, 30-something years. I said, how long have you had the emphysema? He said, 5 years. I said, you ever wonder why?
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, Job Was a Sinner, in its entirety, or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.